AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Where are they? Three Americans missing in Baghdad. Our Susanna George is there.
What we've heard from the U.S. Embassy here in Baghdad is that several Americans have gone missing in Iraq. This followed local media reports that three Americans had been kidnapped in the capital by Shia militias.
Iraqi security forces are going door to door searching for the Americans. The U.S. Embassy is saying only that several Americans have disappeared. It has not identified them or said what they were doing in Iraq. The five Americans freed by Iran over the weekend will begin returning to their lives now, among them Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, who spoke to his brother Ali on the phone this morning.
You know, he really seems very positive, strong. He wants to come out of this, stronger than before and come back.
Ali Rezaian was on the Today Show. Three of the Americans, including Jason Rezaian, are in Germany now, where they'll get medical checkups at a U.S. military hospital. A fourth chose to remain in Iran, and the fifth is already back home with his family in Massachusetts. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders clashed in last night's Democratic presidential candidates debate. Our Jerry Bodlander was there.
Just hours before the debate, Bernie Sanders unveiled a sweeping health care plan that would have the government provide everybody with health care. He acknowledged during the NBC debate that it would raise taxes for some.
A little bit more in taxes, do away with private health insurance premiums. It's a pretty good deal.
Clinton, meanwhile, embraced the health care law.
To start over again with a whole new debate is something that I think would set us back.
Sanders countered it would move the country forward, not back. Jerry Bodlander, Charleston, South Carolina.
Rival Martin O'Malley had a tough time trying to get a word in. This is AP Radio News. So what do the experts think of last night's Democratic candidates' debate? Rice University's Robert Stein.
Particularly in gun control, she tried to make him into a Republican. He, of course, Bernie Sanders, tried to make Hillary Clinton sound like a Republican, particularly regarding Wall Street and the regulation of the banking and stock industry.
Speaking of Wall Street, it's closed today for the holiday, but European shares started the day off strong, helped by a rebound in the Shanghai Composite. A British doctor who works with terminally ill people is thanking David Bowie for helping open a conversation about death. He died of cancer a week ago at the age of 69, as you remember. Dr. Mark Taubert, the British doctor, says it helped him to speak to one dying cancer patient about how to have what he called a good death. And he is thanking David Bowie for that conversation. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.